Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am John Sientan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland State Transport Department notifies free travel facilities for persons with disabilities. Union Minister Nata says Health Ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. Marking a significant milestone, Nilit Kohima launches digital forensics training program for students, university lecturers and officials of Egypt. And National Health Mission Employees Association Nagaland appeals for immediate release of Benteng salaries. Now the news in detail. Nagaland State Transport NST Department has notified extension of free travel facilities in the NST passenger buses for persons with disabilities, PWDs, within the state of Nagaland. In a notification, NST Department informed that for identification of persons with benchmark disabilities to avail free travel facilities in NST, unique disability identity card issued from the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Government of India, or valid disability certificate issued by a competent authorized medical board would be the prerequisite for eligibility. Free travel pass will be issued from the Office of the General Manager, NST Nagaland, Dimapur, on payment of 50 rupees, renewable after 2 years against payment of 20 rupees. The applicants have been asked to submit their applications directly to the Office of the General Manager, NST Nagaland, Dimapur, or through the District NST Office. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the Health Ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. Nadda said this during a press conference after chairing a Rebi meeting with senior officials of his ministry to assess the preparedness in the check against dengue in the nation in New Delhi today. He informed that the ministry will soon launch a round-the-clock dengue helpline and has asked the states to launch theirs as well in the next 4 to 5 days. Nadda added that the health ministry will hold inter-sectoral and inter-departmental meetings with ministries such as education and housing and urban development to coordinate and plan better. He will also hold meetings with high-burden states in the next 2 days. He has further directed the central hospitals to prepare dengue treatment wards, dedicated management and round-the-clock healthcare availability along with the states to issue guidelines for schools. Marking a significant milestone, the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, NILIT, Kohima, launched a digital forensics training program for students, university lecturers and professors and government officials from Egypt on Monday. The program reflects NILIT Kohima's unwavering commitment to strengthening cyber security defenses, aligning perfectly with the Government of India's vision of enhancing national digital security. The launching program was graced by dignitaries, including Ambassador of Egypt in India, Wail Mohammed Awad Hamid. Officials said that following a 10-week intensive online training module, participants would have the opportunity to visit NILIT Kohima for hands-on laboratory experience, equipping them with top-notch cyber security skills. The National Health Mission Employees Association Nagaland, NEAN, has appealed to the Mission Director of the National Health Mission, NHM, Nagaland, to immediately release the pending salaries. NEAN highlighted that employees have not received their salaries since the month of May this year, leading to significant hardships for workers across the state, including those in the district and block program management and service delivery. The association highlighted that despite the state's receipt of the first tranche of funds for the fiscal year 2024-25 on June 13, the fund is yet to be transferred to the state health society accounts. NEAN said, considering the timely mandate from the Government of India, funds must be transferred within 15 days of receipt, a deadline that has already passed. The association further urged the mission director to prioritize the issue while also warning that any further delay may compel them to take more stringent measures. Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, has seized 108 gold biscuits weighing 108 kilograms near Siri Kaple in eastern Ladakh. ITBP, in a social media post, said a team led by Deputy Commandant Deepak Pad from the 21 Battalion, while conducting a long-range patrol, seized the contraband. ITBP said two suspects have been apprehended and investigations are going on with other agencies. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of the bilateral relations. These include trade and investment, science and technology, green energy, AI, startups, environment and climate change, cultural cooperation, and people-to-people ties. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In a press statement after the meeting, Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism. He said he has invited Austria to join India's initiatives, including International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilience Infrastructure, and Biofuel Alliance. The newly elected members of PEC Futsero and Chazubat Town Councils under PEC District Nagaland have unanimously elected the chairman and deputy chairman. Shevohe Nino was elected as the chairperson and Chetezo Agami as deputy chairperson of PEC Town Council during a program presided over by Deputy Commissioner PEC John Zelise Santam at DC's Conference Hall yesterday. For Futsero Town Council, Mika Kenye was elected chairman and Kazir Tukru as deputy chairman. In his speech, MLA Dr. Nisato Mero congratulated the elected councillors and called upon them to cooperate with one another and plan together for the development of the towns. Dr. Mero also lauded the deputy commissioner, an additional deputy commissioner, and other officials concerned for the successful and peaceful conduct of the ULP election. Meanwhile, NDPP, Chazuba Town Unit, informed that the formation of Chazuba Town Council was successfully completed today with Sevoni Keho and Bezota Rako as chairman and deputy chairman, respectively. The unit also congratulated all the elected councillors and hoped they would take their responsibility to serve the people. A four-day training for women on improved piggery and poultry farming, organized by the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, commenced at Chazuba in PEC District today. The inaugural and keynote address was delivered by Dr. Pusazono Chosi, Deputy Director, Assistant Sector Officer, Women Welfare, Development and Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Nagaland. VAS Futsero, Dr. Rosso Pohena, spoke on women empowerment through improved piggery and poultry farming. Dopu Subdivisional Planning and Development Board meeting held at ADC Conference Hall Dopu yesterday discussed on important issues pertaining to the area. The board members discussed on the implementation of Drawing and Dispersing Officer DDO powers for village cars under Dopu, Moka and Monyakshu Circle. They also deliberated on construction of Bailey Bridge between Janglangshu Village and Tamguang Village and maintenance and renovation of existing road under Dopu Subdivision. MLA and Port Chairman Dopu K. Naipa Konyak chaired the meeting. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland State Transport Department notifies free travel facilities for persons with disabilities. Union Minister Nata says Health Ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. Marking a significant milestone, Nilit Kohima launches Digital Forensics Training Program for students, university lecturers and officials of Egypt. A National Health Mission Employees Association Nagaland appeals for immediate release of their pending salaries. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.